fact that I'm going, that I have to send home tonight is Marie.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable Saturday night. Massive controversy. How the Colon sisters managed to stay in for another week is a disgrace. I have theories, though, on our next factor. I have theories. Would anyone like to hear my theories?
Come on, then.
I sat on the couch watching on Saturday night, right? And I've got it. Sophie and I watch it every week. And if you watch it with your lass or your fellow, whatever, or your flatmates, doesn't matter. I bet any money you have exactly the same conversations as we do. Exactly the same. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were both laughing because we both say the same things every time. In fact, I was talking to your friend and mine. Oh, no, it didn't work.
Oh, you were talking to Wush-Wush, were you?
I was talking to Andy Peters. So, anyway, that didn't work. We'll be doing that again. For example, every time Shane's singing and there's a shot of his girlfriend, am I the only one who sits there and goes, your days are numbered, sweetheart. You are so dumped now. He's got a bit of fame. Enjoy it while you can.
Is she not up to
because
much?
give it Christmas is going to be out with one of the sugar babes. Your days are numbered. Also, I can't be the only one who thinks that all the mothers of the X Factor contestants look weird. All of them look weird, including one of them who looks like Zelda from the Terrorhawks. George, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about Shane's girlfriend. Oh, sure. I said exactly
their
that on
days
Saturday
are
night.
Numbered.
I can't say the mothers look weird.
Goodbye. You trust me. Am I the only one who thinks that the dad of the Colon sisters looks like Louis Walsh?
That's the theory.
Well, you know, a good bunch of girls they are. It's just unbelievable. So I watched the show, and I'm sitting there on the couch, and I went, and I went, do you know what? Simon Cowell's going to send the Colon sisters home. I really thought he was. Now, you got to vote for your own act, but I thought he was going to send them home, and he didn't, and I think he wanted to.
Well, he's now saying in today's press that he believes he made a mistake.
I think he knew. I think he was really caught where if he sends his own band home, then everybody would have had a go at him. However, if he's brutally honest as he says he is, I think he should have gone, that's what I'm sending home, is the Colon sisters. By the way, the Colon sisters, because they're a mixture of the Coors and the Nolans, mm-hmm. Hence the Colons. Thank you.
But no, he said that he should have sent them home.
And Louis sitting there, you can't send Maria home over the Coors. They are just like the Coors. Three girls and a fellow who looks like a bloke. It's exactly the same. That big wide-hipped one at the end.
Well, that's Jim, is it?
But they just, and what the thing with the Colon sisters is, the faces on them, they're so mardy, you know, and they were giving Simon Cowell evils, really bad, and you're sitting on the couch going, you girls are the luckiest girls since that other girl group who went out who were crap. You know, they're just rubbish. That's what I say, god damn it.
That's a good theory.
However, in the cold light of day, Maria getting booted out of X Factor is probably the best thing to happen to her career. Because she'll end up with a deal, do you know what I mean? It's done now. She doesn't have to worry about the final three, the final two and all that rubbish. She's done. She's out. She's made she's a brilliant singer, and she'll end up getting a record deal.
Like Javeen.
Well, exactly. That's what I say. So why do you think Louis kicked out Maria, George?
What Sharon said.
What, Irish Mafia?
It's about passport over talent.
Do you think?
I think so.
I do know the girls. I do know them. They're lovely girls. But I do think they're lovely girls. Everyone's lovely, you idiot. Seriously, you can put Bin Laden on that stage and Louis go, I liked him. He's very nervous. Mm. He's very nervous, but he's got a lot of talent, and I think he could be a big star. Please welcome Osama Bin Laden.
Talking of which, right, in a slight detour, and I apologise... Has anyone seen the adverts?
If I were a rich man.
No, but has anyone seen the adverts for this programme Egypt, which stars Matthew Kelly? Right, because Matthew Kelly, in all his Egyptian garb, he looks like Osama bin Laden.
Oh,
and I thought, I saw it and I just thought, this is some kind of sick joke. That's Matthew Kelly from Stars in Their Eyes, dressed up as bin Laden.
I know what you mean there.
Seriously, you have a look at the advert.
Totally.
I'm going to look out for it now, definitely.
It's astonishing.
Thank you, Osama. Simon, your comments, please. You know, Osama, I've got to be honest. I didn't like you a few weeks ago. And now, you know, once you get past the whole terrorism thing, you know, I think you've got some voice on you.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Oh, however he speaks, I don't know. I haven't heard him
anyway,
recently.
Back to the Conway sisters.
But the Conway sisters are the luckiest girls in the world. And the Chico thing just keeps running and running. You know, it's all...
He's now got a serious record out for Christmas, hasn't he? Which includes the line, it's Chico time.
Well, apparently so.
It's a serious record, though. It's not a joke. Novelty cash in
no,
at the moment.
Of course
at all.
Not.
No way.
But again, I mean, I don't mind Chico. It's all fun and games. But it's just when he goes... You know, the thing is, because, you know, this week, I mean, when it came to Simon's comment... I mean, by the way, am I the only one who realises his accent really comes and goes? Some weeks he talks like a normal bloke, another time he's a bit like some kind of Italian pizza restaurant. But then he goes back to being normal again.
They keep referring to him as a former goat herder from Morocco, when in fact, apparently, he's from Crawley, near Gatwick.
Wasn't he a stripper or something?
Yeah.
And by the looks of it, reading all the tabloids, his previous job was bedding ugly women. That's what his job seems to have been. And he did a very good job, apparently.
Goat herder.
Well, that's what he was.
Oh, Dave.
But he's on the television every Saturday night, every week now. He's there going, you know, this thing is, you know, I really just want, you know, everyone to appreciate my voice and no gimmicks anymore now. I just want people to realise that I can sing. You can't sing! You can't sing! Chico's rubbish!
And didn't he do Hero by Enrique? Which I would have liked to have heard, because that must have been hilarious. Because that's what I was going to do in Skegness at the karaoke.
Well, I'm sorry, Dave. Chico beat you to it. You know what I mean? You'll have to come up with a new X Factor audition.